FusionCell is a New Hampshire entity, a company in Wyndham, headquartered in Wyndham, New Hampshire. And FusionCell, I was a part of getting going with Tony Negron and Matt Morrissey. Tony and I, a buddy of mine, veteran from the Air Force side, PJ Pararescue, and we just saw the need to help transition veterans from the military service side, where they're so trained and recruited well and trained to be successful in the military, but then they're just thrust into civilian life with no real transition. So FusionCell helps the veteran transition into corporate or civilian life on the business side and really get a new career, and they do a super job. And Matt Morrissey is the CEO of that and the head coach, and does an incredible job. And they do a lot of good work throughout the year to support veterans, things like Swim with a Mission, and Matt's up to something in terms of getting some Boston Bruin tickets out there to someone through FusionCell. So I'm going to let him run with this. Matt, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of News Talk stations. Take it away, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jack. Appreciate it. Always appreciate it when you give us a little bit of a platform. Yeah, it's actually something that we did in November. The Bruins do a great night every year. They call it Military Appreciation Night. This year it was on November 17th, and it's usually around Veterans Day. And the USO is done in conjunction with the USO, and they bring in just, I would say, and I'll let Scott, who's on the line today, who went this year, they bring in probably 40%+ of the crowd are military veterans, and the whole program is based around appreciating everything the military's done for us. So we saw it as an opportunity. We had some really nice tickets. We saw it as an opportunity to get out there in some of our social networks and say, listen, hey, you know, kind of calling out to all of our local veterans, if you have an interesting transition story, send it to us. And we would go through those different stories that came to us, and we were going to pick the one that we thought was a really good representation of the military background and the military experience and how it can lead to very fruitful careers in the civilian world. And we were going to take the one that we thought was the most interesting and the best, and we're going to send that person to the game. And that's exactly what happened. You know, our job, our responsibility is to also educate companies, right, the value of the veteran. And we thought this would be a good way to kind of get it out there. LinkedIn is a big part of our presence, and companies have eyeballs on the stuff that we do. So we did it, and the winner, we have him on the phone here today as well, was a gentleman named Scott Dunn, who's a born and bred New Hampshire native. And I'll let Scott, you know, it was a great write-up that he submitted to us, and rather than read it, I'll let Scott tell you a little bit about his veteran journey and his background and kind of what it's led to the things he's done in New Hampshire, which have actually been very significant. So Scott, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Matt.
So first and foremost, I want to thank FusionCell for providing those tickets for me. I had the opportunity of taking my oldest daughter, who is a big hockey fan, plays hockey over at Pinkerton Academy. My journey was interesting. I had a lot of obstacles, but I was also very lucky throughout it. So I went to Trinity High School, graduated in 99, knew very early on that I probably didn't have the discipline or the motivation to go into college right away. So I opted for the military, and I enlisted in the United States Marine Corps my junior year. So I knew kind of early on that the military was going to be my focus and where I probably had the greatest chance to be successful. I think I was. I had a successful career. I got an honorable discharge in 1995. I transitioned successfully, but not without a lot of hard work and effort and learning on my own. You know, when I separated from the military, I took a two-day course in Okinawa, Japan on, you know, they called it the separation course. And it provided some information, but not a lot of great detail on what the transition is going to look like. Really looked at employment security services, things like that. You know, every state's a little bit different with that. I was very lucky when I transitioned out. I also had some friends that I went to high school with that were in the process of transitioning out. So ultimately, we ended up living together and kind of meeting the challenges of that transition from a very structured military environment into, okay, now what am I going to do with my life? So I've stayed in the military. You mentioned the Air Force earlier. That's one of the branches that I haven't been in, but I spent about 8 years in the Marine Corps, 3 years doing naval intel, and I've spent the last 12 years in Coast Guard investigative service. So I've stayed in the reserves. I can tell you that from the military's perspective, or at least my perspective, they've gotten much better at helping the transition. But having a company like Fusion Cell that you can reach out to and assist you with some of those major life events of transitioning out of the military and trying to get in the civilian job world, it's a huge part. And it's something that's immeasurable in my perspective. I did 25 years in law enforcement when I got out. I retired about a year ago from the Division of Liquor Enforcement for the state. I had great friends that were also military members, you know, Chief Eddie Edwards at the time, you know, a veteran of the Navy. Mm-hmm. He was my boss for 4 or 5 years. So I had some luck along the way, and I had some good guidance and structure from friends that were also figuring out that got out of the military.
Well, Scott, first of all, thank you for your service, both in the military and different branches, and continued service. But you're way too young to retire. What do you mean retiring?
Well, I'm still working full-time. I took a job as an assistant director of safety over at CNA's, so hopefully I'm setting my kids up for some college tuition.
And I bet your daughter enjoyed that night, the game.
It was amazing. Great seats. We had a really good time. It was something that we're going to remember forever.
Well, Scott, thank you. Matt Morris, you have the final word. Great effort. I love the fact you're just getting the stories of service and then picking them and getting to the Veterans Night at the Bruins. They do a great job on that, and I give you kudos for that and the business, the effort, and Fusion Cell. So thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, Scott's a great example of having, you know, really the military gave him the direction. And, you know, I think that he parlayed his skills very, very much into the type of work that he did when he got out. But, you know, there's just as many guys coming out that don't know what to do. Girls don't know what to do. I mean, we put Navy SEALs to work as, you know, technical sales reps, right? We put, you know, folks that did specific jobs in the military that translated but didn't look anything like what they were doing in the military. And that's when it gets actually more difficult.
Right.
So it's a continuing and evolving education between, you know, the folks coming out in the hiring companies.
Yeah, and if you're a HR, CEO, COO, business owner out there, I encourage you to just go to FusionCell, FusionCell.com, FusionCell.com, and it's free to the veteran, and they'll work with you and see what they what you need. And what I'm finding, Matt, and we can talk separately, get an update on FusionCell, but there are many challenges even big companies have sometimes to find a particular niche of employee or team member, and they want to hire in the military. They just don't really know how, right? I mean, you know, you have different services, but they don't really go deep, and they don't cull these candidates and kind of refine them. And more importantly, FusionCell works with the veteran to make them more ready for this. So you do a very important mission. You do it very well. I think the best in the country. So if you're an employer out there, check out FusionCell.com. And, Matt, thank you for continuing the effort that I was a part of with Tony to help get going. Because we saw the need, like you said. I was getting calls from my radio through my show or network of friends saying, hey, Jack, there's a returning Navy SEAL. His wife works at one of the hospitals in Manchester as a doctor. He just doesn't know anyone in the state or what to do, but he's got all these skills. And we would just go to work, have coffee with him, and just say, what do you want to do? And introduce him to people. All of a sudden, a couple business leaders, and you figured out what he really wanted to do, and we helped connect those dots. But you're doing it at a level that no one else in the country is doing it. So thank you, Matt and Scott, for your service. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jack.